From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The sounds of shots ringing out in the central square of Bahrain's capital, sending people fleeing as security forces open fire today following funeral processions for protesters who were killed in the crackdown by riot police yesterday. NPR's Peter Kenyon is there.
Ambulances had come and they were approaching, trying to get to the square, probably to look for wounded that they could dispatch. And more shots were fired. The ambulances, most of them, quickly turned around and sped away. There's still one near the entrance. It, too, now is turning around. You'll hear the siren as it comes past.
Kenyon says he saw at least one person wounded, and he says it appears security forces are firing live ammo, not rubber bullets.
Firing into the air, but it sounds like high-caliber ammunition, or at least it makes a very loud noise in this environment. I've heard the sounds earlier this week of rubber bullets, and this does not sound like that.
That's NPR's Peter Kenyon in Bahrain. In Egypt, hundreds of thousands of people have gathered in Cairo to celebrate the ouster of the country's president 1 week ago today. But NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Suez that one of Egypt's most important industrial cities has gone from revolution to labor unrest.
These workers at a Suez steel plant are calling for better wages and relief from what they say are dangerous and degrading work conditions. They're arguing here about whether to let reporters cover their negotiations with the plant owner. A member of one workers' syndicate says that job actions are underway at dozens of local factories, ranging from lists of demands to outright strikes. Suez is important to Egypt's economy because it's the southern end of the Suez Canal and home to petrochemical plants and heavy industry. Long-term labor unrest here could seriously affect the country's economy. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Suez, Egypt.
President Obama is criticizing Wisconsin's Republican Governor Scott Walker for what the president says is Walker's assault on labor unions. Walker has proposed slashing the collective bargaining rights of public employees. Teachers and other state workers have been holding forth outside Wisconsin's Capitol building to oppose that plan. Employees such as teacher Rachel Hildebrand.
Removing basic principles from the public sector is something that is really disgusting and just disturbing, and I'm ashamed of in my state.
Democratic lawmakers in Wisconsin have fled the state in an effort to stall approval of the plan, but Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is dismissive of that tactic.
You know, after they do their stunt for a day or two, it's more about theatrics than anything else, that they'll come back and realize, again, they're elected to do a job.
Walker says Republicans in the state legislature have the votes to pass the bill. Wall Street, the Dow is currently up 17 points. The Nasdaq is up 1 point. This is NPR News from Washington. A group of car dealers who lost their businesses when Chrysler declared bankruptcy are suing the government, contending they have not adequately been compensated for their trouble. NPR's Giles Snyder reports the dealers from 29 states are asking for at least $130 million in damages.
In court papers, their lawyers acknowledge the closure of the Chrysler franchises helped stabilize the U.S. economy and prevent a disruption in the U.S. auto industry, but that the losses should be borne by the public as a whole rather than a few individual dealers. Chrysler shuttered almost 800 dealerships, about a quarter of its network, as part of its government-funded restructuring in 2009. Some of them, and many dealerships General Motors threatened to close, were later restored. The Obama administration has said that without the shared sacrifices of many in the auto industry, the two companies may not have rebounded. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
The Senate has approved legislation aimed at making air travel safer and more passenger-friendly by modernizing the air traffic control system. The new system will allow airliners to fly more precise routes between airports, saving time, money, and fuel. The system will make use of satellites to keep track of the exact positions of planes in the air. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois says it's about time the technology, which is already in many cell phones, makes it into the air traffic system.
Airplanes don't have it. Airplanes use radar. Next gen, the technology we're talking about, will take the technology out of a cell phone and put it on an airplane and make it safer and more efficient.
Democrats are describing the measure as a job creation bill because they estimate it could lead to the employment of nearly 200,000 workers to make and manage the upgrades. A similar aviation bill has cleared a House committee earlier this week. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for